you experienced both arenas this team played in. What was special about Prudential Center to you?
Wow. I was there before it was built, when it was just going up, before it was finished. So I was here right from the beginning, and I have the hat at home still from the construction when I got it. And, you know, to come here, and obviously can't say that we won here, but even, you know, I went through a lot of some good things and some bad things, and it's all part of the journey that I had, and this is a great venue. You know, this being built here, I think it's great for the city of Newark and for the state of New Jersey, and the fans are excited about it, and, you know, I was happy to have the run to, all the way into the finals here, because the crowd is maybe a little bit different than what it used to be in Meadowlands, and for them to have the little taste of it, I think it's great, and hopefully the Devils can get it back to it very soon.
With 26 going up to the rafters, does it give now validity? You have to put the puck in the net to win Stanley Cups too.
Yeah, but more than you know, into the opposite net than obviously then the pucks are going to your net. So if you have a good goaltending, you don't have to put too many pucks in the net. But no, it's, I love the game, the way it's being played. There's so much skill in the league, so much talent on our team, and I'm very excited.
The fact that, you know, you've gone through the ups and downs, does it make it even sweeter to know eventually you're going to go to the Hall, all-time leading scorer, that it wasn't all just smooth for Patrick Elias?
No, and I don't think you would appreciate the whole journey if everything goes just smooth. You know, you, because that's not life. Life is not about just going through it smooth. You know, you go through up and downs, so, and personally, as a professional, in my case, athlete, and at the end of the day, you want to matter. You want to be known for the job that you've done, and this is a great accomplishment. If there's going to be eventually something more to come, you know, it'll be that's a bonus, and I'm so thrilled that about the career that I had for the one team only.
Maybe a tough question to answer, but is there a teammate that will be here that will mean the most to you? Maybe somebody that we haven't heard about?
I don't know if the most, obviously, you know, there's going to be guys that I had a special bond with on the ice, and a lot of the guys maybe that are going to be here. Some of the Devils fans might not even know them, but they were really special to me, and mainly because of what they meant to me off the ice, the friendships that I had with them. And one of those guys I played with for only a couple of years was Brandon Morrison. And he is coming in, and we were holding out together 1 year in at the beginning of 99 season, and he came to Czech Republic, and absolutely not speaking any language there, and we were there together for a month, and playing in Czech League. I went with him to Michigan, because that's where he came from, Michigan University, and we were training there, so he kind of took me under his wing when we went there. And since that, you know, we didn't have a long career together at all, but we just had a special friendship, so I can't wait to see him.
Last question for you then. My recollections of Patrick Elias are more off the ice than on the ice. He's interviewing you in the locker room because you hate to lose, and it was all over your face, but yet you faced the media time and time after again. Win or lose, you were there to talk to us.
Well, thank you, but I don't know if it was always, to be honest, because you... Sometimes you do, obviously it's an emotional game, and you care, and you get upset, and sometimes you just don't want to talk, you know, and it's not because you don't respect the job that the media and you guys are doing. But I got to tell you, honestly, when I met my wife 13 years ago, she was a TV personnel, and so she knows a lot about the media, and she kind of helped me out and opened my eyes a little bit more about how to treat everybody and make sure that... be available for people that they're doing just their job. You know, they're not there to ask you bad questions because they want to. It's I got a lot more knowledge about what needs to be done, and about both sides of the job. And that's why I think that my relationship with everybody got better.
Honored to watch you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate that.